Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, just providing you a quick video on Roman Catholicism Exposed. And what I want to talk to you about is the Council of Nicaea and some of the other councils that have existed within the Roman Catholic Church through the centuries. Council of Nicaea came in 325 AD, and this was just a short time after Constantine's supposed conversion when he saw the cross in the sky. And so basically this council was made to kind of get together all the so-called Christians and let's just agree and figure out what we believe and set aside all differences and just create one universal religion. Okay, now there's a lot of problems with this. Number one, people have this idea that these were all of the Christians that existed in the entire area at the time, but the truth is there was already a fight between those that were saved and the false Christian in the Bible before 325 AD. You see this fight as Paul the Apostle's fighting it, and all these people that are trying to say they're Christian, but they're mixing in work salvation. And so this fight existed before 325 AD, and so it's still existing in 325 AD. And you have to understand the people that actually attended this council were not the godly people, because the godly people would be fighting against this work salvation. And what you have to understand is there's always this battle between true prophets and false prophets. In 1 Kings 18, verses 21 and 22, the Bible reads, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men." And so you basically have Elijah versus all of these false prophets. And in this day, I'm sure it was the same thing. There were the true Bible-believing Christians who stood against this council, who rejected this work salvation, who rejected the Council of Nicaea and Constantine's vision, and were just trusting on Jesus Christ alone. But then you have all of these other people that are willing to set aside all differences, this ecumenical thing where let's get everybody together, the same thing that exists today, and they said, well, let's just decide what we believe. That is not how you determine Christianity. You determine Christianity based on what does the Bible say, and the Bible does not have a universal church. It has individual local churches. Another thing to consider is that councils in the Bible are a bad thing. They're not a good thing. In Matthew 10, verses 16 through 18, the Bible reads, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." And this Council of Nicaea is basically this governmental-run council forcing everybody to be part of this religion. And you know what? It makes sense when you look at the Bible, because these false councils existed before 325 AD. This is what has always existed, where people got together and said, what do we believe? And they're going to fight against the true beliefs. And that's what was existing. But a last thing to think about is this: you cannot force people to be saved. This is a governmental run religion. They said, this is what we believe as Christians. You can't force people to believe on Jesus Christ, and you can't force people to believe things. In that same chapter, starting at verse 11, it reads, "And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you." This is talking about the gospel of peace. And if the house is worthy, if they're willing to receive your words, you preach the gospel of peace. If they're not willing to receive your words, you just move on to the next door. Verse 14, "And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." And so what you have to understand is that even if this Council of Nicaea was actually correct and godly and had the right beliefs, you cannot force everybody in a country to believe these things. It's a free will choice that people make, and you're not going to see in the Bible that if people don't believe, we end up crucifying them or torturing them like the Roman Catholic Church has done. And you have to understand this Council of Nicaea, that's but what they were basically doing. They were saying these are going to be the beliefs that everybody is forced to believe. And you see that with religions around the world today, and then they will crucify and torture people that disagree with them. That is not biblical Christianity. The Council of Nicaea, it was a fraud. This is not how we determine what we believe. And at the Council of Nicaea, they may have determined whether or not they believe the Trinity, but there were Bible-believing Christians that already believed the Trinity. We didn't have to figure this out at the Council of Nicaea with a bunch of false prophets. Thank you, and God bless.